mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. They found my Lord Savior was laying in a manger. He came down from glory to save this world from sin. Hallelujah. Go tell it on the mountain, mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherd kept watching. Behold, out from heaven shine a holy light. Let us praise Him. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
By now you probably feel that you've heard your fill of Christmas music, but I hope you'll stay with me for the next 2 hours, because it's unlikely you'll be hearing most of the Christmas recordings I'll be playing anywhere else. And that's kind of sad, because so many of the artists I'm queuing up played important roles in the shaping of American popular music in the post-World War II years, during the golden age of gospel. You may recognize some of their names, Mahalia Jackson and Lou Rawls, perhaps, maybe Marion Williams and Shirley Caesar, but unless you know something about black gospel music, or if you've heard one or two of my previous Christmas gospel specials, most of these performers and some of the songs I'll be playing by them will be unfamiliar to you. We opened with Mahalia Jackson singing Go Tell It on the Mountain, recorded around 1950, early in her career when she was with Apollo Records and before she moved on to international fame with Columbia Records, where she remained during the rest of her career. She was often called the Queen of Gospel, and you'll understand why as you listen to her throughout this program. She was from New Orleans, and although she lived in Chicago for most of her life, she had brought to it a bluesy, jazz-tinged musical sensibility with her to the North. Perhaps as great and influential was Marion Williams, who became famous in the gospel world first as a member of the Clara Ward Singers and then with her own group, the Stars of Faith, and in her later years when she was a soloist and was honored at the Kennedy Center, was given a MacArthur Award. Little Richard and Aretha Franklin have cited her as a major inspiration. And here she is with the Stars of Faith singing When Was Jesus Born, a rocking rendition of a song that has been recorded many times by gospel singers, but not by many, if any, people outside of the gospel field.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. January.
No.
February.
No, no.
March, April, May.
No, no, no.
June,
no.
July.
August,
September,
no.
October,
no.
November,
no.
The 25th day of the year.
Yeah.
The last
of the year.
He was born
by Virgin Mary.
And he was wrapped in
swaddling clothes.
He was laid in the
manger
on the 25th day of the year.
Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our hearts were
who you were. Long time ago, you was born in a manger. Little Jesus born, the world treat you mean, Lord. They treat me mean too, but that's all things is down here. Don't know who you is.
It was poor little Jesus.
Yeah.
He was born.
Heard in order, When Was Jesus Born? Marion Williams with the Stars of Faith from the O Holy Night album. And then from Black Nativity, the original cast recording of Black Nativity, which is gospel music with a script by Langston Hughes, but that was originally performed in 1961, but inspired by the Stars of Faith, O Holy Night album. We heard Marion Williams and Alex Bradford singing Christ is Born. That preceded Sweet Little Jesus Boy by Brother Joe May. And we went back to Black Nativity for Poor Little Jesus Boy, Maddie Williams singing with the Stars of Faith. We'll be back with more of our annual Christmas gospel presentation on the Leonard Lopate Show right after this.
WNYC receives support from Assumption College, offering students a Catholic liberal arts education based on a foundation of knowledge, values, and hands-on experience. More information at assumption.edu. The Lincoln Motor Company, which supports the arts and culture in New York and the tri-state area. More at lincoln.com.
Radiolab is supported by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, enhancing public understanding of science and technology through contemporary science plays, such as Manhattan Theater Club's The Other Plays, starring Laurie Metcalf. Opening January 10th on Broadway. More information at sloan.org.
When you're growing up, your parents are just your parents. Unless you're Jamie Bernstein.
There was an episode of The Flintstones. Betty and Wilma were going to go to the Holly Rock Bowl.
I love to watch Leonard Bernstein conduct.
That's when we knew he had
I'm Alec Baldwin. This week on Here's the Thing, Leonard Bernstein's children talk about the maestro as dad. Listen to my latest show this week at heresthething.org.
We're back with our annual Christmas Gospel presentation on the Leonard LoPage Show. And throughout this show, I'll be playing a number of recordings of songs with the same name or source, like No Room at the Hotel, also called No Room at the Inn, and Have You Got Room, among other titles. But as you'll see, each turns out to be quite different because in the best gospel music, as in jazz, interpretation and improvisation are highly prized. In the case of the No Room songs, no matter how the melody or lyrics change, the basic message of there being no room being made available in the inn was something that strongly resonated with the target audience of the time, because it was telling the Christmas story, but it was also making strong reference to racial discrimination and class privilege during the Jim Crow years. Some of these recordings are rather old, so they may not be in ideal shape, but I hope you bear with us. Let's continue with a track that features a very young, but to my mind, an immediately recognizable Lou Rawls sharing the lead on No Room at the Hotel, the quartet he was with at the time. The Chosen Gospel Singers recorded it in 1954 when Lou Rawls was still a teenager. And then Claude Jeter and the Swan Silvertones with a completely different take on the song, followed by one of Ray Charles's major influences, Sam McCrary with the Fairfield Four, and finally the great Mahalia Jackson's version of the song.
According to God's word, there was a virgin girl, the mother of Jesus. She went wandering around at night all alone, trying to find a home for the Savior to be born. Lord, she had no room.
Yeah, Lord,
she had no room.
Well, Lord,
she had no room at the hotel. She had no room.
Well, Lord,
she had no room.
Yeah, Lord,
she had no room at the hotel, and no room to. Well, there was a bellboy and the porter and the waitress and the maid and the cooks. I know they'll be
You know the bellboy's gonna be Mary's witness. Do you know the porter's gonna be Mary's witness? Do you know the maid's gonna be Mary's witness? Do you know the cook's gonna be Mary's witness? Hey, Lord, gonna be Mary's witness. And that great judgment day.
Little child, Jesus surely has. had to be born. Oh, yes, he did. I heard him say, there's no room, no room, ain't no room in the end. There ain't no room for your child to be born. No. Well, he traveled through the night, storm and rain. Oh, yes, it was. He said it ain't no room. Ain't no room. Oh, no, it's not. And listen. You know, Joseph, he traveled all through the night. Nobody but Joseph and the little darling wife. You know there was a wise man, came from afar. Oh, yes, the Bible tell me they were guided by the star. Yeah. Fell down to worship this holy one. But way back I heard him say, there ain't no room. Ain't no room. Oh, no, it's not. Then he said, there ain't no room.
No room.
Mahalia Jackson, who was a favorite of jazz musicians, recorded with Duke Ellington, among others, and appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival, there singing No Room at the Hotel or Inn, accompanied by two jazz greats, Lionel Hampton on vibes. Milt Hinton was the bassist there, and that was recorded in 1954. Before that, we heard an a cappella version of the same song. Isn't it amazing how different all of these versions of the same song sounded? We heard Sam McCrary with the Fairfield Four and No Room at the Inn, the Fairfield Four in some new version, still performing, preceded by the Swan Silvertones with the great Claude Jeter singing lead on a version that had the title A Great Day in December. And we began with a recording that's been very popular on these annual festivals of Christmas gospel songs, Lou Rawls with the Chosen Gospel Singers and No Room at the Hotel. We will continue this annual presentation of gospel music 2 hours today after we take a little break. Stay with us.
WNYC is supported by Newsies, a Broadway musical inspired by a true New York story. Variety calls Newsies a vigorous David and Goliath tale, now playing 8 times a week at the Niederlander Theater. Tickets are available at newsiesthemusical.com. Elephant and Castle Restaurant, located in the heart of Greenwich Village since 1973, on Greenwich Avenue off 7th, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week and brunch on weekends. More information at elephantandcastle.com.
The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. Knight Foundation promotes informed and engaged communities and helps NPR advance journalism excellence in the digital age. More at knightfoundation.org.
You may have finished your Christmas shopping by now, but what if I told you that it might not have been worth it?
The amount of thought that you put into a gift isn't really appreciated in the way that you might think it is.
Rethinking the idea of gift giving at Christmas. Our little gift to you next time on The Takeaway. This afternoon at 3 on 93.9 FM WNYC.
We are back with our annual Christmas gospel presentation on the Leonard Lopate Show. 2 hours today of some pretty wonderful music. I mentioned earlier that Black Nativity, which was a hit show on Broadway in 1961 and then was presented around the world, was inspired by Marion Williams and the Stars of Faith, a recording they did. And then it was written by Langston Hughes and starred Marion Williams, Alex Bradford, and other stars of the day. We will play something from it, from the original soundtrack album, this one with Francis Stedman, who sang the bass part. I don't know how else to say it. I guess contralto with the Stars of Faith and Marion Williams. We'll be hearing Mary, Mary, What You Gonna Call That Pretty Little Baby, and then Shirley Caesar in a more recent recording based on the same material, What Are You Gonna Name Your Little Baby Mary, and then the Angelic Gospel Singers. This was a hit for them. It's called Glory to the Newborn King. I think you know that song.
What you gonna name that pretty little baby? Pretty little baby. Pretty little baby. Glory be to the newborn king.
Some call him one thing, think I'll call him Jesus. Sweet,
sweet Jesus.
Sweet
Jesus, glory be to the newborn King.
Some call him Jesus, think I'll call him wonderful.
Wonderful.
He's so
wonderful. Glory be to the newborn King.
What you gonna name that pretty little baby? Pretty little baby. Pretty little baby.
Glory be to the newborn
peace.
Margaret Allison with the Angelic Gospel Singers, singing Glory to the Newborn King. They were very, very popular in the 50s, Philadelphia group. The gospel music largely was dominated by two cities, Chicago and Philadelphia, although some of the most wonderful singers were from all over the place. Shirley Caesar is from Birmingham, Alabama. We heard her singing, What Are You Going to Name Your Baby Mary? And that was a rather contemporary recording by somebody who's had a very long career in gospel music, going all the way back to when she was a star with the Caravans in the late 50s. She has been one of the major figures ever since. And we open that with a return to Black Nativity, the hit Broadway show from 1961 that then traveled around the world. We heard Frances Stedman and Marion Williams singing Mary, Mary, What You Gonna Call That Pretty Little Baby. This is all part of our annual Christmas gospel presentation here on the Leonard Lopate Show. By the way, if you would like to find a playlist, you can find it on our show page at WNYC.org. Christmas presentation would not be complete without Silent Night, a version of Silent Night. And Mahalia Jackson recorded it many times. But to my taste, the one she did first on Apollo in around 1950 or so is the version that always seems the most complete to me. And we're going to listen to it now, Silent Night, Holy Night, Mahalia Jackson from a CD called The Apollo Sessions.
Sleep in heaven.
Well, what a voice. Great Mahalia Jackson singing Silent Night, Holy Night. She even gave us a little bit of what gospel singers called moaning in the middle of that, a little wordless presentation there. That's part of our annual Christmas gospel presentation here on WNYC. I do this every year for the past, I don't know, maybe 15 years now. And we get such wonderful feedback from our listeners that we decided this year to extend it to a two-hour presentation, and we hope you're enjoying it. In our next hour, we will be playing some of the same people that you've been hearing, Mahalia Jackson, Marianne Williams, but also we will have an opportunity to hear some other singers who've been quite popular over the years, the staple singers. And the Consolers will also be included in our second hour. Coming up next, in fact, rounding out this hour, is a recording by Mom and Pop Winans. Now, the name Winans may sound familiar to some people who know a little bit about gospel music because they're the parents of B.B. and C.C. Winans, who have been pretty big stars over the years. They're current gospel stars. But Mom and Pop were recording before them, and we're going to hear them from a recording that they have done since their kids became famous. It's a version of Go Tell It on the Mountain. I hope you've been enjoying this hour of gospel music, and stay with us for more in our second hour here on WNYC.
Shut up.